A ruling by a federal judge in Texas that struck down the Affordable Care Act has a lot of Americans worried about health care. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor invalidated the law on Friday, one day before open enrollment closed in most states. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So we say that the judge invalidated the law, but for all practical purposes at this moment, it shouldn't affect consumers, right?
Right now, nothing changes. Mm-hmm. And there's a few ways that we know about this. Number one, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said over the weekend, the marketplaces, they were open for business as of Saturday. And also, there will be no impact to enrollees' current coverage or their coverage in a 2019 plan. The White House reiterated that. So if you are one of the people who enrolled in the 39 states that use healthcare.gov, absolutely covered. If you are one of the folks in the 11 states and the District of Columbia who get their insurance through the state-sponsored marketplaces, those deadlines vary. They're usually later. But again, don't think that this means you don't have coverage in 2019. The Affordable Care Act is up, it's running, and enrollment continues in those 11 states and the District of Columbia.
So don't worry right now, but this is going to make its way through the courts at this point.
That's right. I mean, what's really going to be interesting is to see the what's next part of this. So this was a lawsuit that was filed by a group of Republican governors and state attorneys general. Mm-hmm. And they argued that essentially that the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional. Now a group of intervening states led by Democrats has promised to appeal the decision. And so when I talked to a lot of people over the weekend, they really believe that this is likely to make its way to the Supreme Court. So I think that that's kind of the next step. It's also really will tell you that this is now this legal matter, which we thought was kind of done because it's already been to the Supreme Court. It gets a sort of a second life. It's a bit of zombie care in this respect.
Mm-hmm. Now, meanwhile, as this ruling was coming out, we were reaching the end of the deadline for people to sign up for the marketplaces and the Affordable Care Act, and the enrollment numbers have been down. What's going on there?
Well, this is kind of one of those strange quirks of a few different things. Number one, what we know is that there have been some states that have expanded Medicaid. And so for those places, we for sure have seen people get insurance, but not through the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. It came through Medicaid. But two, there was less awareness about sign-up deadlines. The Trump administration slashed its funding for advertising and other forms of marketing by some accounts up to 90%. So I think that a lot of people didn't realize that the deadline was a bit earlier than they had expected. And finally, Congress eliminated that tax penalty for people who go without coverage, and that definitely lifted some pressure off people who only purchased their health insurance under the threat of a fine. So those three things put the signups down by about 12% in the 39 states that use healthcare.gov. That was through December 8th.
And the individual mandate, by the way, is still in the law, but Congress reduced the penalty to zero. So there is no tax if you don't get health insurance at this point. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Thank you.